This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever you want here. Toll free number for you. You take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Let's start out with the news about the latest thing that has come out of Donald Trump's mouth, which we were all laughing at before the show. So I said, yeah. we gotta lead with this one. Daryl, where's the story from? What's it about?
Story comes from Reason. Headline, if we didn't trade, we'd save a hell of a lot of money. That's an actual quote from Donald Trump. The article begins with a quote from Donald Trump that he gave during a speech to steelworkers in Granite City, Illinois, yesterday. Quote, our trade deficit ballooned to $817 billion. Think of that.
Deficit.
We lost $817 billion a year over the last number of years in trade. In other words, if we did not trade, we'd save a hell of a lot of money.
Okay, so we got to stop already and unpack this. The trade deficit is probably the dumbest concept that I've ever heard of in economics. The idea that
right.
You lost, what was it, $800
billion? $817 billion.
No, you didn't lose the money. You gained products and or services in return for that money from people
right.
in other countries who could provide that product or service to you for a lower price, likely, than what it was that you could get down the street.
Right. Hold on. Let me ask this question. And, Chris, you operate a somewhat retail business. Like, you don't have a brick-and-mortar location, but
online
you
retail.
Sell things to people.
Mm-hmm.
You have companies that you buy products from wholesale, and then you sell those to end consumers, correct?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right. Of the wholesalers that you purchase things from, how often do they purchase from you?
Never.
Which means you have a trade deficit with them, correct? You have customers that buy product from you.
Yeah.
But you never buy from them, so you have a trade surplus with your customers.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about here, is there are some countries, and it's not even the countries that are buying the stuff. It's people and businesses in foreign countries that buy goods, sometimes services, from people in the United States, and then people and businesses in the United States buy stuff from people overseas.
What's crazy about this is we'd all be poorer if we actually put up barriers because it would cost more for those goods.
Yes. Right. I'm just trying to explain exactly what a trade deficit is in
it's
terms
ridiculous.
That normal people can understand. When you go to the grocery store and you give them money in exchange for groceries.
That's the thing. The idea of a trade deficit says to people, we want you to ignore the fact that there was a trade here. Just only think about the money that goes out. Don't think about the thing that comes back. In any trade, both parties believe they are getting a good deal. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it, right? Like, the company that's going to give you the thing would rather have your money than that thing, and you'd rather have the thing than your money. So,
So if
there's no deficit there. Everybody's happy. It's win-win.
Right. But if there's, a trade balance of zero, then that means people are just doing straight barter.
Yeah, it's just
and
also
that doesn't
ridiculous.
Happen on large scales.
All the trade deficit is a sort of misallocation of a concept, of an economic concept, for the purpose of getting people to support protectionism. I mean, right. That's really, well, $800 billion. Just you could throw out any number if you wanted to there,
right.
And it's all irrelevant because all it is designed to do is get people, well, yeah, we need to shut down the border and stop all those foreign products from coming in here. That way all of our American companies can make everything that we need because we're America and we can make everything that we need.
You know what I think is hilarious is the farm industry, I guess you would rephrase it, has actually come out and said they don't want the money that the government's going to hand them.
The subsidies?
Yep. As a result, that is the direct result of Trump's policies.
Right, and this we covered this story, last right? night. We covered this last night.
Yeah,
Can you summarize what happened?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of farm groups that are spending a lot of money running an ad campaign saying about how Trump's tariffs are horrible and hurting them and getting all of these extra subsidies aren't getting to the root problem.
So his tariffs are hurting them because the other countries are also...
Because there were retaliatory tariffs.
Yeah.
And the leaders of these other countries said, if you impose tariffs on our stuff, we're going to impose tariffs on yours.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm the best business guy ever. Tariffs.
Because that's good business, right? Increase your
prices. Gotta play hardball.
You're
fired.
The whole thing is just so ridiculous. I mean, especially with the farm thing, it's like, do you want to have a continual stream of money coming in and, your actual land and everything else being, maintained and stuff? Or do you want to lose all that and get money from the government? And then when the money stops flowing from the government, you're just, screwed.
Look, we can make I'm going to take the protectionist side here.
All right.
So...
Go ahead, make the protectionist side, then I want to get back into...
You guys are globalists.
I do believe that the Earth is round, yes.
We have a big country, and we can grow everything that we need to support the people in America. We don't need to be going to Brazil. We don't need to be going to China or wherever else it is that these other people are growing food. We can do it all right here. I think we need to lock down the border and make it so that nobody can bring food in here.
You know what, Ian, I think you're right. I have to say, I think we should all go back to, farming our own land. And, we should quit Free Talk Live and we should quit. I'll quit Think Penguin and Daryl, he can quit. We're going to,
you're being ridiculous. We've got plenty of technology. Not everybody needs to quit their jobs.
I can 3D print a lettuce or something. I don't
There's
know.
There's plenty of farmland. Here in the United States, we don't
there
need to go outside
of
the
farmland,
United States.
But there are also crops that can't really be grown in the United States
to
the level that American
we're
demand
exporting
is.
Food for those who aren't aware.
You don't
there
need
is a lot of food
crops.
That gets there is a lot of food that gets exported. There's also a large amount of food that gets thrown into the ocean because the federal government has these policies to where they wind up manipulating the food supply. To where we can wind up keeping prices either high or low depending on the crop.
So what you're saying is you support foreigners making your food for you?
I don't care who makes my food for me. What I know for a fact is that when you allow free trade between countries, everybody prospers.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's about...
Let's continue with the article.
Well, you can in a moment here, but I got Milton on the line. Milton's in Saratoga. We'll get back to Trump and what came out of his mouth today or whenever it was. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So I have three questions. So the first question I had is, what do you think Ayn Rand would have thought of Ron Paul? The second question is, do you think libertarians should talk more about the issue of euthanasia? Because
okay, can we just take one question at a time? Because I hate having to remember what the other questions were, because
okay.
We could get into a conversation. Ayn Rand, I don't really know much about the lady. All I know is that she wasn't a libertarian, so I imagine she wouldn't have agreed with Ron Paul on some stuff. I think she supported government police, military. So, I mean, I don't know.
I do know for a fact that some of our listeners are fans of Ayn Rand.
Some are.
They could probably call in and explain what she may or may not think of somebody.
Why do we care
what
she would
have thought?
But
again, it would be speculating.
Yeah, and why does
anyone
care?
But why should I care what Ayn Rand would think of somebody?
Yeah. So
that's not a yes or
no
question.
Or not an answer to a responsive answer.
But my second question...
No. He asked you a question.
Why should I care what Ayn Rand would think of any particular person?
That's true. I just think
that's not a yes or no question.
Maybe he doesn't really have a strong opinion about it, Daryl. Hang on, Milton. We'll bring you back here for your second question in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, we don't really, you know, get all excited about libertarian heroes and authors and celebritarians here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open up your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Visit BlinkProtect.com, BlinkProtect.com, to get your Blink home security system. Or go to Amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Sounds like Donald Trump is against trade. And Daryl's got just an amazing quote from him earlier. I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but
pretty recently.
Courtesy of Reason, we'll share that with you a little bit more about it here in moments. Of course, your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE like freedom is our number, 855-450-3733. By the way, I'm Ian.
And Chris.
And I'm Daryl.
So in case you haven't checked out Tom Woods, he's got a podcast. He's also an author, a New York Times best-selling author who's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which is an unusual level of dedication to the craft of creating libertarian audio programming. And so he's in a special category. In fact, he's got some great guests like Ron Paul, Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and many more. Topics like war, Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. We're back with Milton in Saratoga, New York. You had called with two questions. Milton, go ahead with number two.
Okay, so my second question do you think libertarians should talk more about euthanasia? Because, and I was thinking about this because recently, only as of recently, the Libertarian Party added something to their party platform that said something about them supporting prostitution, which seemed odd to me because it just seemed like the type of thing the Libertarian Party would have had in their official platform for the past 20 years. So do you think that libertarians should talk more about issues like euthanasia or other issues that haven't really been discussed by them?
Well, Daryl, you're involved with the Libertarian Party at the national level. You were at their most recent convention.
Yep.
Any comments on the Libertarian Party's view or lack of views on euthanasia, which is, isn't that like mass killing of populations?
No. Euthanasia is right to die. So if you've got a terminal illness, should you be able to end your life? And libertarians believe that you should have that right.
Right.
And, that's not really a topic that anybody seems to be discussing these days. But whenever it is discussed, it's generally people of a libertarian slant that I hear talking about it.
Yeah, I've heard about it more in Europe, stuff that's happening in Europe than the U.S. It's not legal here, that's for sure.
In some states it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
California.
Really? Which states passed it?
California.
Yeah, I think California. Wasn't Oregon the first state to do it?
I thought, so it's not just Oregon anymore?
There's a handful of states.
Well, how does that, is that, just, I mean, that's at the state level, but is it like, isn't it against some sort of federal law?
I don't know if there's a federal law against attempting to kill yourself, but I know there are a lot of states that do have that as a law.
So there is a distinction between the terms, by the way, euthanasia and assisted suicide. So euthanasia is where the doctor is the person ending the person's life, whereas with assisted suicide, the doctor sort of helps set it up, but then the person themselves presses the button or whatever it is that actually does the killing.
Yeah. It should be noted that while there is any federal law against it, but if you remember when Jeff Sessions tried to get the federal government involved in marijuana back when Bush was president.
Oh, the federal government's been involved in marijuana since the 1970s.
Well, that's true. But I know that the Bush administration tried to get the federal government involved in Oregon's right to die laws in the early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been following that closely, but I'll take your word for it.
And then my third question that I have is I was just on the Libertarian, the official Libertarian Party Instagram page, and in the official story it had a picture of Gary Johnson, and it says, will he run? Why?
Apparently, hold on. So apparently there was news out today that Gary Johnson is considering getting into the New Mexico U.S. Senate race because the current Libertarian nominee for Senate is talking about dropping out, and if he drops out, then the party would be able to fill that vacancy on the ballot.
There you go.
And since Gary Johnson lives in New Mexico, he might wind up running for Senate.
Milton, thanks for the call tonight. So that's Gary Johnson, who ran as the so-called Libertarian candidate for president in 2012 and 2016,
yes.
And was lackluster at best. So
yes.
At least it's good to hear he's not going to be running for president again, although that doesn't mean the Libertarian Party will be saved from an awful candidate in the year 2020. That
right.
remains to be seen at this point. I guess I was thinking of involuntary euthanasia when I was thinking of euthanasia, which is also apparently
Against your dog or something?
No, against people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're thinking death panels, not people saying, hey, I've got this thing. The chance of recovery is like zero. I don't want to live in pain for the next, 3 to 5 years. Let's go ahead and end it now.
I think, I'm surprised the Libertarian Party doesn't address this, but they do address it as far as like self-ownership,
right?
Which is why, you don't need a plank for every single damn thing.
You would know. I mean, if you know the Libertarian the principles of the Libertarian Party, you would know the answer to this, and it's
right. And that is, you own yourself.
Right.
You nobody else owns you, and so therefore, if you want to terminate your own life, you should be able to do that. I think a lot of people would bristle at that, because for some people, they believe that life is precious, and that an individual shouldn't even be able to choose to extinguish their own life. I find that perspective to be pretty outrageous. Like, I understand that. Somebody who is suicidal may only be that way temporarily, and it's not a bad idea to try to, to talk that person out of it. And I can understand why somebody would want to restrain a friend or something like that, who might have lost their mind temporarily
right.
or something from, hurting themselves. So, there's a strong argument for it's hard to be a libertarian when you've got somebody who's gone insane and you want to help that
Correct.
Person that you care about not hurt themselves or hurt others. So that's kind of where the non-aggression principle sort of doesn't exactly...
There's kind of a gray area.
It doesn't exactly apply the way you think it should.
Because the non-aggression principle does allow for self-defense,
mm-hmm.
Not only of yourself, but of someone else who is asking for help. And then there's the question of, what about the person who is incapable of asking for help?
Indeed. Or, if it's your friend and you know that person, you know them well, and they probably wouldn't want to be killing themselves generally,
right.
Are you within your rights to stop them from doing that? It's interesting because, what's the liability, right? If somebody wants to kill themselves, you stop them from killing themselves, and then later they say, I really did want to kill myself. Well, in theory, they could still go ahead and kill themselves at some point.
Right.
Is there a price to actually keeping somebody alive longer? Because normally we get compensated when somebody gets something taken from
right.
them, but if somebody is kept alive for X amount of time, is there a compensation?
It seems like you'd be liable, and I would just do it.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy grew at the strongest pace in nearly 4 years during the second quarter. The GDP rose to an annual rate of 4.1%. Now, some economists, though, were expecting that number to be 4.4%. Earlier today, Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said the next thing the administration is working on.
I just want to note in the numbers, and this is becoming a trend, business investment is booming. 9 to 10% growth in the first half of this year. I believe that's going to continue. Why do I talk about business investment? Well, that's the key to productivity, which is the key to growth, which is the key to rising real wages.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ were all down, with the Dow closing down 74 points to close the week at 25,452. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about protectionism, trade barriers, this so-called trade deficit concept, which is just absolute, essentially propaganda.
Yes,
the trade deficit. We'll tell you more about it. You can call with your thoughts, though, on anything you want. And, Daryl, I know you wanted to make a correction here. We were talking with a gentleman on the line who was asking about doctor-assisted suicide and or euthanasia. And
right.
What is the Libertarian Party's position, if anything,
well,
on that?
At first he asked, why doesn't the Libertarian Party discuss this or take a stance? And I was fairly certain there was something in the platform that covered this. And it's under the health care plank, plank 2.13 for those playing at home,
so
at lp.org/platform.
Searching for euthanasia didn't work. It didn't
correct. So under the health care plank, it says, we recognize the freedom of individuals to determine the level of health insurance they want. It goes on a little bit more and says, including other aspects of their medical care, including end-of-life decisions.
Right.
So the platform makes reference to people being able, or rather they should be able to, control end-of-life decisions, which would be assisted suicide or euthanasia.
As you would expect, and, you know, along with the principle of self-ownership should go the choice to extinguish yourself.
It just isn't under a separate plank titled euthanasia.
Got it. Thank you for clarifying. Also, want to make sure that you know about the Blink Home Security System. It is a HD quality camera that is wireless, and you can set it up in just moments. All you have to do is order it. It comes to your house, you unbox, put the batteries in, and then you put them up wherever you want, set it all up with a Wi-Fi enabled device, and you're done. Then you get notices whenever something happens in front of the camera during the time frames in which you specify. You go to blinkprotect.com to get yours, or just go to amazon.com and search for Blink Camera, because Blink is an Amazon company. Again, that's blinkprotect.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls if you want. The number 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username, lrn.fm. And then there's our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go back to the story we opened the show with, Daryl. You had started with a quote from Trump. Go ahead and just read that brief quote one more time for listeners just tuning in.
Yes, and then I'll continue after reading the quote, continue with the Reason article, where, again, Trump told some still workers in Illinois yesterday, quote, "Our trade deficit ballooned to $817 billion. Think of that. We lost $817 billion a year over the last number of years in trade. In other words, if we didn't trade, we'd save a hell of a lot of money."
So wrong.
Reason says, oh, it's wrong for a lot
so
of reasons.
Yeah,
Reason says, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the president exaggerated the size of the trade deficit by 48%. But that's a mere quibble.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Compared to his fundamental misunderstanding of what numbers mean, which in turn reflects the zero-sum view.
Numbers mean what I say they mean.
Reflects his zero-sum view of economic exchange that does not bode well for the outcome of a tariff war supposedly aimed at promoting free trade. Again, Trump argued if we did not trade, we'd save a hell of a lot of money.
Anybody that knows anything about free trade knows that tariffs destroy free trade. They are the antithesis of free trade. That's what gets in the way of free trade. Tariffs and, you know, prohibitions entirely.
We might save some money, but that doesn't mean we'd be better off, since we would not have all of the things that we buy with that money, which we clearly value more than the money itself, since no one is forcing us to exchange one for the other. The analysis is the same whether or not people who sell us things happen to be located in the United States or not.
Well, I mean, the idea that you're going to save money is just false. The reason why somebody's buying something from across the world instead of down the street or across the state most of the time is because it's cheaper. That's probably one of the primary reasons why you're going to get something from China or you're going to get something from Pakistan or wherever, because it's likely cheaper than old Joe down the street with his factory making it here in the United States.
Right,
so
and
you're not saving money if all of a sudden you have to buy. I mean, at any level, you're not going to save money because you've chosen to go elsewhere.
Right. But see, the whole claim of we'd be saving money is based on some sort of weird thinking of, well, we just wouldn't be buying things, which is why Reason points out whether you save money or not, it doesn't mean you're any better off.
You will definitely not be better off. I mean, because if you have a certain amount of money to spend.
Yes.
And then you can't spend it around the globe anymore to get the best price on the, you know, the best product, the best deal.
You may not even be able to get it at all.
You may not be able to get it at all in the United States.
There's a lot of niche products.
But even if you can, it's likely going to cost more, which means you cannot get as many things as you would have been able to buy previously. Mm-hmm. So you can't, your spending power goes down dramatically, ultimately. Your quality of life goes down dramatically. And in order to get the same amount of things, you would have dramatically less money if you could afford it at all in the first place. So everybody becomes worse off.
Yeah, you know, Brazil has a lot of these trade barriers in place, and there's a lot of products you can't get in Brazil. And you know,
they're just not allowed to bring them in the first place.
I'm just trying to think
of... You can't get them because they're not allowed. They're basically not allowed to sell them in the country in any kind of like cost. Same way. Mm-hmm. So like Xboxes and PlayStations and things like that, when you get them, you're basically paying like three times what they would be in the United
wow.
States or something.
Right. I'm trying to think, if there was no international trade, how many of the automobiles that people drive or travel in or whatever verb you want to use, how many of those would just not be available? If there was no international trade, would people still have iPhones?
No.
Those aforementioned Xboxes and
yeah,
other
costly.
Gaming systems. Because a lot of these things, there's a lot of the parts that get made in other countries because either it's cheaper to make or the...
Well, Trump would just say, just hire people here, make jobs here, create the factories here.
Right, but some of the components...
Make them here.
You can't. There's all some right. of the things
we
you
can
can't
do. Anything. It's
do
America.
Here.
I don't tell me what I can't do.
All right, guys. I got a personal experience with this, and I can tell you there's no way this is going to work. So one of the issues with industry, the electronics industry, is like any kind of electronic, is that the individual parts, there's only like a handful of companies making those individual parts and for like any given piece that goes into a product. So like if you want a Wi-Fi chip, there's like a handful of companies that make those Wi-Fi chips. So if you want to like make a board, some sort of electronic device here, you have to import those pieces from China or, you know, wherever they're being produced.
Right, I'm just thinking of some like, of the obscure metals.
You wouldn't even
metals.
Be able to do it.
What I'm just thinking of some of the obscure metals that go into some of the components.
I know.
Might not even be able
it
to
goes
be
even further than that.
Mined in the United States.
Oh, everything can be mined in the United States. Everything in the world. We don't need anything from anybody else anywhere. This is the idea. This is this protectionist claptrap that everything... Oh, well, we'll just start our own Wi-Fi chip manufacturer, Chris.
So, do you know how many billions? Do you want to know why there's so few of them? Because it's billions and billions of dollars, and there's all sorts of different chips that have to be designed. I would agree. I think it's a good idea actually to do it, but it's for more security reasons than cost reasons.
They're not going
to. So you're going to pay more, right? Which is a hard thing to sell.
The anti-trade crowd and the you should only ever buy local crowd have a lot in common without realizing that they have a lot in common.
Mm.
So, depending on how extreme you go with the buy local, then sorry to break it to you, Americans, but if you only buy local and you mean, you know, like within, say, 20 miles of where you live, you can never drink coffee again. Those bananas that you love putting in your smoothies?
Yeah.
Can't get those anymore.
Forget about your cigarettes.
And you want macadamia nuts? Nope.
Yep. Any kind of electronic goes right out the window.
Any kind of tropical fruit with the exception of oranges?
We don't need electronics. We've got two tin cans and we've got a string.
Pretty much every single product that you depend on is probably not going to be sourceable locally. It's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
Except for like... I don't even know, like a handful of food products, maybe.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Is there more about Trump?
Oh, there's definitely more here, yes.
We're going to share that with you on the way as we talk about trade and why it's a good thing if you let it happen. Any barriers put up just make everybody poorer. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one said. Satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to control of the airwaves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're talking about economics. The so-called trade deficit, which is just a garbage concept cooked up by people who don't know economics or are trying to make you more ignorant about it in order to get you to believe in the idea that trade that tariffs are a good thing, or that protectionism is a good thing, that walls, that prohibitions are good things. So we can continue that discussion here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you ought to check out our website over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. You can download, of course, archives of the show at your leisure. We've got different podcast feeds you can subscribe to, including the full show every single day. There's also a digest-only feed where if you're time-challenged, you can listen to basically a half-hour version of our two-hour every night show. Because when you do a three-hour radio show and you cook out all the commercial breaks and the news breaks, it turns into 2 hours of just solid talk content, which is what you get on our podcast version, the downloadable version over at freetalklive.com. All completely free to you, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites and those kinds of features. Plus, there's our webcam, the Twitch feed is the HD version of the webcam feed. There's also a not-so-HD version and SD version on YouTube. So different ways to watch online if you like. In fact, we've got some Twitch viewers in the Twitch chat right now over at twitch.lrn.fm. And I'm just going to throw in the question here from Kinja Khan, who asks, if the U.S. wants free trade with Korea and Korea says okay but puts tariffs in place, what do you do? Now, I don't know if he means you as in you are the United States government or you as in Daryl Perry, but you can answer that however you want.
So, hold on. Can you re-ask the question without the commentary? Because it sounded like there was confusion in the question.
There is confusion. If the U.S. wants free trade with Korea and Korea says okay, but puts tariffs in place,
then that's not free trade.
What do you do?
That's not free trade.
But what do you do?
I tell you that's not free trade. Daryl Perry said that's not free trade.
I think the suggestion here is, do you
I don't
want to
put tariffs on anything.
So you're against retaliatory tariffs?
I'm against all forms of tariffs.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any different answer to that question?
Yeah, that's a hard one, but I kind of agree. Like, in the, I don't think the government should be telling us what we can and cannot do in terms of trade with others overseas. So,
I mean, to me, it's not a hard question at all. I'm with Daryl. If a government,
it's not a good thing necessarily, but it's
thing that somebody puts tariffs on.
Yeah,
but the idea here is, well, so and so government, Korea in this case, put tariffs on us. We need to put tariffs on them. Now, the idea is, if you believe in free trade, you set the example. So you stay free on your side.
Right.
You stay tariff free.
So we explained last night exactly how tariffs work. And I realize that, you know, some people don't listen every night, so I will re-explain
how tariffs work. Can I take a guess here on how tariffs work? So if you're,
certainly.
If
let's say that you're Canada.
Okay.
And I'm America.
And, okay, got it. And
Chris
wants to trade something.
He's a consumer.
He wants to trade something, right, like between the countries. So if Chris is in the United States.
Chris is a consumer.
Okay.
He's just Chris. He wants to buy products.
Okay.
He doesn't care where they come from. He just wants to buy products. So Canada, what do you have to export?
The Trailer Park Boys.
No. You've got polar bears and maple syrup.
Okay.
And I could really use some maple syrup.
Yeah.
But
you're known
to
buy that stuff.
We also have maple trees in New Hampshire and Vermont.
Right.
So we'll take your maple syrup, but we're going to have a little bit of a tariff on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Canadian suppliers, they don't pay that tariff. What winds up happening is the wholesalers in the U.S. wind up, when they wind up buying, that money then goes from the wholesaler to the U.S.
government.
And Chris, who really likes to put maple syrup on his pancakes,
uh-huh,
he's going to wind up paying that in the end because,
the consumer.
Well, my costs have gone up. My overhead has gone up.
Yeah.
So I'm passing the cost along to the consumer.
So what you're saying is the U.S. consumers pay all the tariffs.
Ian doesn't wind up having extra money come out of his pocket when he sends maple syrup.
Right.
It's the consumer that winds up paying it. So this whole thing got a retaliatory tariff to Korea. Nobody in Korea is going to pay a tariff that the U.S. government imposes.
And this is exactly why Brazil, you'll pay three times as much for an Xbox. It's not the taxes, it's the tariffs.
Now, which is a tax because it's going
a form
to the
of
government.
Tax. Yeah, it's only applied to
it's
goods coming from
duty.
Overseas.
It's essentially
right.
an import
so,
duty.
So if the problem is there's no actual like gaming systems produced in Brazil. So
right.
It's just
it's awful.
Let's continue with the article here. Cato Institute trade specialist Scott Lincecum concedes in an interview with the New York Times, "Without trade, we could have piles of money." But
in Venezuela.
But we'd have no food, no clothing, no housing, etc. So the money would be worthless unless you swam in it like Scrooge McDuck.
And that is exactly what's happening in Venezuela. In fact, you've got a different story about Venezuela coming up here tonight where we can talk about the Petro and what's happening with that. But that's literally the situation they have where you need piles of money to just buy the most basic items, if you can even find the most basic items, which for the most part, they're not even available.
Reason continues, the president, despite his Wharton degree and business career, frequently seems baffled by this concept, prompting corrective analogies from people with a firmer grasp of economics. Trump asserted on Twitter last month, "When you're almost $800 billion a year down on trade, you can't lose a trade war." Representative Justin Amash replied, "I'm way down on trade with restaurants, grocery stores, malls, and movie theaters, but I keep buying from them, but they never buy from me.
Right.
I must be getting ripped off." As with many things the president says, his comments about trade raise the questions of whether he really is as clueless as he seems, or if he's simply playing dumb as part of some Machiavellian strategy. the answer matters because Trump intermittently says he understands the value of trade and ultimately aims to promote it with his can't lose war. And he claims, his claims will encourage reciprocal reductions in tariffs and other barriers. This week, he bragged that his tariffs on European imports had led to negotiations aimed at virtually eliminating trade barriers between the EU and the U.S. He declared on Fox News, "I love trade. Trade has always been my thing."
All right, so I want to know, where is that line where a president is, like, you know, incapacitated or incapable of fulfilling the job? Where is that line? Because at some point, right, like, they're supposed to be removed from power, correct? And the vice president's supposed to take over?
Mike Pence is so much worse.
Not any better.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
he's functioning. I mean, he is breathing, so they're not going to remove him from power over having a perspective that's not uncommon amongst political people. I mean, yeah. Most politicians support tariffs.
During his presidential campaign, Trump also would alternate between portraying trade deficits as inherently bad and praising the principle that makes them inevitable. Again, he insisted, "I love trade. I'm a free trader, 100%. But we need smart people making the deals, and we don't have smart people making the deals."
What? Who is he talking about?
Who do you think put these people into power in the first place?
See it. That this whole thing, it's a central planning fallacy to where, you know, like, the president is deciding what auto manufacturer buys what from where and this.
That's
and
so
that
bad.
It's like the what's that virtual city thing?
SimCity,
yeah.
Yeah, to where you're like, we have to build a road. We have to have a candle maker. We have to have this. The central planner that's making all of the decisions.
Socialism.
Yeah. Well, the great man fallacy, you know, the idea that there's this, if we just have the right man in the position of power, then everything's going to work out. And Donald Trump wants people to believe that about him, right? Like, that's why he's touting. I saw some kind of headline today about the GDP's up. It's good news for the economy in the United States, and it's all because of Trump. And, of course, he wants to prolong that. He wants to establish himself in that way because he wants to get reelected and have more power.
They say maybe Trump's been putting on a show the whole time. Previously, they mentioned something he said 20 years ago, so that when he was finally elected president, he would be in a stronger bargaining position because of foreign leaders thinking he was crazy and confused enough to actually believe that tariffs are the greatest or that trade wars are good and easy to win.
We got more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on tariffs or whatever you want.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
members, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.